Well, before I share anything else this morning, as we shared earlier this past week, our brother Paul Zeltfay went home to be with the Lord, and I was going to have Pastor Greg just come up for a moment. We're going to have a service there's going to be with the family next door this afternoon, and you want to kind of share with us some of that?
Yeah, the service for Paul will be at 2 o'clock next door. It is welcome to anybody who knew Paul would like to come. And at the end of that, there will be a private service at the graveside. But just to let you all know that the family said anybody who knew Paul here and would like to just come and pay respects is more than welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. And as I know, Pastor Greg Messina shared, the Lord's really opened up some wonderful doors with the family, with his daughters in this time, and so we're thankful for those opportunities as well. I did want to mention, too, Peter and Lori have the giving records for last year. There's a box right there on the back, right? Just find your name in there. Is that correct?
Sorted by alphabetical order.
Alphabetical. Last name, alphabetical. All right. Should be easy enough, Lord willing. I know you guys are handing some of them out, but if they don't catch you, they're back there in that box as well. If you could open up your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 25. You know, as Mr. Sonny just led us in that song, and what a wonderful time to begin to ponder when we all get to heaven together. And this passage in verse 31 begins to tell us about a time in which the Son of Man is going to come in his glory. And what a wonderful picture. And just look forward to that day, don't you? Just getting to be home with him. And the passage begins to tell us this distinction in which his sheep begin to go to his right and those that aren't, the goats on the left. And the distinction that he makes is he begins to tell them, in verse 35, he says, "For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. When I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." You know, what the distinction begins to be is just a genuine desire and love for God and his people. How do we know it's genuine? Because the response when the righteous answer in verse 37 is, "When did we do this? What are you talking about?" You know, you know somebody just genuinely did something for the Lord when you go up to them and tell them, "I sure appreciate you doing that." You go, "What are you talking about? I just did it." They don't even realize it. But what he begins to tell them is, he says, "When you did this," in verse 40, "to the extent you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even to the least of them, you did it to me." You know, I didn't plan on it, but I had a bit of a joke in this because I was next door there for the last while as we were parking, and two different brothers within the body came up and insisted I put an extra jacket on of theirs. So literally, you two of you clothed me while I was over there, and I sure appreciate it. I had one jacket on. I saw somebody that was cold, so I shared that jacket with them, and somebody else came right up and started putting the jacket on me. I said, "Okay, all right, I'll put it on." And so you all helped to live this out this morning. You didn't even know it. See, you would go, "I didn't know what you're talking about." You just did it. But I wanted to mention this because at different times, what you see in here is really a spirit-led serving. And the opportunities the Lord gives us to minister to one another really is us ministering to the Lord. You think of John 13:35 and the distinction that we're his disciples is the love that we have for one another, because that's not what the world has. And so at different times, we make it known opportunities that we have to serve and minister to one another in the body. And we allow the Spirit to just lead and burden different ones to serve. And so we have an opportunity along that line. And so, Miss Kim, if I could call you up, and we've got an opportunity, speaking of being hungry and thirsty, there's cafe time that we enjoy between services, mm-hmm. right? And the Lord's had you helping to lead and organize that time with the different ones, the different ladies. And so you're coming up because we're looking if there's anyone that'd like to join that ministry, right?
Yes.
You want to share with us maybe?
Yeah, I just wanted to share one of the our ministry of the cafe is in between the first and second service. And it was, we started it, no, Josh isn't in here, a while ago. And it was actually, it's back where it originally began, mm-hmm. in the spot. Because I came out of church one day and Josh is out there on a table. This was years ago. And he just has a heart for the body of Christ. And he put a table up and a pot of coffee and bought some donuts. And that's what it was, you know, mm-hmm. just out there where actually we've brought it back to on the patio there or on the pavers. But the cafe mission, he had, you know, he's, him and I had talked about what, you know, what it is, why do we even want to do that, and what it is, who it is, and how we're going to do this, minister to the body. And the 1 Peter 4, it says, let me read it right from God's word so I don't mess it up. Therefore, since Christ, 1 Peter 4, 1, therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And then verse 8, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sin, and be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. And then it goes on how we speak, it is that, and how we serve. It's all to God's glory. So what we do out there is serve some food. It's just a gathering of the body in fellowship, or anyone, you know, like Matthew, you just read in Matthew, anyone that comes out there so that we would glorify God in that way. And how we glorify God is for God is fervently, you know, love the brethren. And I looked up that word fervently. I don't mean to go on, but I thought this was really interesting because to the extent that we serve, fervent is intently, strain, stretch out, earnestly. When I think of Joshua, I'm like, he always does that. You know, like, yes. You know, it's like that. Yes, I get to serve. And the root word of fervent is, it says, with a hand laying out. You know, you're like, you're reaching out, you know.
You had a big Bible truth for us.
I know. I know. I know. I don't know. It was just awesome.
She's a teacher, can you tell?
So we're devoted to one another out there. It's not mm-hmm. about the food. It is about the people that come out. It's a gathering place for us to fellowship.
No, I've actually enjoyed, I know it's kind of temporary, but being out here in a way, because it's really a welcoming for the body as they come in.
Yeah, I really like it out there. Yeah, I do. So the ladies, there's ladies that have signed up on a schedule, and they've been so faithful. Like, they know when their Sunday is. It's kind of, you know, it's what their heart's for the Lord and for the body, and they bring things, and it's kind of a fast turnover, so it's simple, but it's, yeah, I've heard so many, the children in the class set it up, they're the ones that set it up, like, we don't even, you know, they just do it, and it's, the tablecloth might be a little wonky, but it's up there, you know, so it's really sweet.
And so there's a need for maybe some different ones to help prepare and serve as well?
Yeah, so that you can serve. And actually be out there, it requires probably about three of the mm-hmm. women to be out there. And or you could be someone that just brings something. You know, you don't have to bake it. You can bake it. That would be great, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
And bring something. So there's two different areas there. And then sometimes the people that are serving are bringing it too. So
how do they let you know if they want to be a part of it?
They can come to me.
Just come straight to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your wife has already texted
me.
She's going to be one of them of the new year. So.
All right.
That's good.
So, ladies, if you want to be a part of that ministry, find Miss Kim
Phelps.
Yes,
and if you've been serving, some of you have been serving a long time, and you might need a break from it, you can let me know, too. It probably, you know, that would be fine. That's fine, too. Our lives change. Things change. God calls us into different places in that, so you can do that, too. So thanks.
Thank you, Ms.
Kim. Let me shower.
You know what a great picture it is that I just think of our Heavenly Father watching His kids ministering to one another, and how encouraging that is. And the distinction, you know, there's great opportunity to reach out and evangelize in the world, but the distinction in that passage that it's the brethren. There's a special place in God's heart. He sees his children ministering to one another, and it is as unto him, and he sees that heart. So we look forward to all those different opportunities, don't you, that we get a chance to begin to live those things out genuinely. So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege that it is to serve in your house. The wonderful blessing it is that you've made us a family. It's not a performance thing. It's not a jumping through hoops. It's a family coming together and loving and caring for one another. And you tell us that we do that with a genuine heart, and it's as if we're ministering directly to you. And Lord, I thank you for those different opportunities that you give us and the closeness that you bring. And Lord, we pray as well for this time today with Paul's family as well, Lord. We thank you for the doors that you've opened there. And we wait on you and look forward to all that you're going to accomplish in these days ahead. We give you thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen.